The NBL season is sneaking closer by the day and the teams are assembling their rosters. And Tommy Greer, South East Melbourne Phoenix CEO, putting the finishing touches on his. Welcome to you, Tommy. Great to have you back on the show, by the way.
Yeah, good to be on. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
So it's exciting times. You've got another big signing. And when I say big, this one is really big.
Yeah, he is really big. Big Alan Williams. He's sort of plied his trade all around the world. Did good things in Russia before the war broke out. Spent some time in the NBA, and he's a big ticket item. So we're really excited to have him with the Phoenix next year.
And how is your roster looking at the moment, Tommy? Have you just about got it done?
Yeah, we're nearly done. So we've got two local positions left to go. Which will likely be a backup position behind Mitch Creek and then potentially another sort of Australian five. So we're not far from complete. The guys are starting to arrive into town. We've got our international roster sorted, so we'll have all of our imports landing into town reasonably soon as well and kick things off for a new season.
And kept Simon Mitchell, kept Mitch Creek. You've been close and yet so far in the last couple of seasons, Tommy.
Mm. We have, yeah. I mean, quite obviously, last season didn't finish the way we designed it to, with a couple of, key injuries to Ryan Brokoff, especially last season. So we've got that front of mind. We've filled the roster with some incredible talent going into this season, and I believe we've got a roster that can compete for a title. So it's about taking that next step for us now.
I've just checked the NBA website and I've heard Corey Homicide Williams talk about Bronny James and the possibility. But when you see it on the NBL website, it makes it a little bit more front of mind that it might be a possibility.
What are you saying, mate? You don't believe everything that Corey says?
Well, you're all going to... Sometimes he puts a little bit of mayo on it, but I'm a mayo man. I like to add a bit of mayo sometimes. But you guys that... You've been in the head office. If it's on the NBL website, it must be a... happening thing. If it's on the Athletic website as well, there's a good chance that it's a happening thing because they get most things right.
Absolutely. I'm sure it's something that that every NBL team is exploring, and we'll spend some time throughout this season and early and next off season looking into that. You know, our owner's got a great relationship with LeBron and his team, so that's definitely something we'll be putting some time into.
So how do you go about it now, Tommy? What's your sell point is that Melbourne's one of the big cities in Australia and you've got a very progressive team. What's your sell point above others?
Well, I think the NBL's done the majority of the heavy lifting for us there in terms of, you know, why Australia and why the NBL. I think that piece has already been sorted. So it's separating yourself from the pack. And I think that, you know, our international ownership, the relationships that some of our owners and majority owner have throughout the NBA and with NBA teams over there really sort of sets us apart with that sort of stuff.
And does it start now, Tommy? Or has it already started?
It does start now. I mean, teams plan years ahead in some regards. You're always sort of keeping an eye to the future and what talent's out there and what relationships and connections you need to, you know, start investing in. So, you know, that's an ongoing process, you know, year on year. Yeah.
Is it likely, you reckon? I know it's hard to say from this far out, but the NBL has sent so many players to the NBA, so many NBA players that have been young and had that college option have elected to come here. They've changed their system over there to counter that a little. So how likely is it now in the changing world?
Oh, look, I still think it's pretty likely. I mean, the program that the NBL has developed over the last couple of years is one that's now been proven. And that's something that's really attractive to young talent that wants to, you know, have an opportunity to, display their talents in a league that's going to provide them exposure and give them the best chance to lift their draft stock. So I think it's an incredible opportunity for any young talent who's looking to make the NBA and something that, I think no doubt a player like Bronny would be considering.
Strongly. Great to have you, Tommy. Congratulations again on what you've been able to put together. Can't wait for the season to start. And if you haven't signed up as a South East Melbourne Phoenix member yet, make sure you do. Jump on board the green train. Great to have you, Tommy.
Bye.
Tommy Greer joining us, South East Melbourne Phoenix CEO.